This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The nephew of an Israeli hostage who was released Friday tells the Associated Press that she was underground for all of her captivity and unaware that a war was going on. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Eyal Nouri, the nephew of released 72-year-old hostage Adina Moshe, told the AP his aunt had to cover her eyes when she was first released.
She was in complete darkness. She had to adjust to the sunlight.
Throughout her captivity with Hamas in Gaza, her nephew said she was unaware her husband had not made it out alive of the October 7th attack. He added she was overjoyed to see her son was still alive and well.
She saw him, she hugged him, she, you know, tears of joy.
Although his aunt is back, Eyal says he will continue to protest for the release of all hostages.
Because now we are very big family.
The captives' families have embarked on a campaign to free their loved ones that has ratcheted up pressure on the Israeli government to secure deals for their release. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden said he hoped to see, quote, hope to see something soon when asked on Saturday about the release of hostages held by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas after a temporary delay over a dispute about supplies appeared to threaten the deal. Shortly after Biden's comments, the International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed that Hamas had handed over 13 Israeli hostages and four foreigners to the organization, according to Qatar's foreign ministry. The brief disruption to the deal to free captives was overcome with the mediation of Qatar and Egypt. White House National Security spokesperson Adrian Watson said Biden spoke on Saturday with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani on the holdup over the hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The prosecutors who sent former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to prison are questioning how he was stabbed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison released a statement. He was sad to hear that the officer convicted of killing George Floyd had become the target of violence in federal custody. Ellison says Derek Chauvin should be able to serve his sentence without fear of retaliation or violence, and that the former officer is expected to recover. Even George Floyd's brother denounced the attack. Terrence Floyd said he wouldn't wish for anyone to be stabbed. The attack happened Friday at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson, Arizona, a medium security prison, which insiders say is plagued by security lapses and staffing shortages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Syrian opposition activists say government forces shelling of a northwestern village has killed at least 9 people, including 6 children. The Saturday morning shelling of the village of Kawafkin is the latest violation of a truce reached in March 2020 between Russia and Turkey, who backed rival sides in Syria's 12-year conflict that has killed 500,000 people. The shelling struck a farm where people were picking olives and killed 9, including 6 children and 1 woman, according to the Britain-based opposition War Monitor Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the opposition's Syrian Civil Defense. Cleanup is underway at the site of a Kentucky train derailment. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
State officials and crews with rail operator CSX have been working to remove train cars and spilled material at the site of the derailment near the small town of Livingston. They're also monitoring the air for traces of hydrogen sulfide and sulfur dioxide, but there hasn't been any detection of those substances since Thursday morning. The derailment sparked a chemical fire and prompted home evacuations in Livingston. The fire was extinguished early Thursday afternoon. CSX says the cause of the derailment and what caused the sulfur to ignite are still under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ecuador President Daniel Noboa, less than 48 hours into his term, has repealed controversial guidelines that eliminated penalties for people found carrying illegal drugs under certain amounts. Noboa's Friday decision fulfilled a campaign promise to fight drug trafficking. Consequences of the illegal trade, particularly cocaine, have kept Ecuadorians on edge, for as killings, kidnappings, robberies, extortion, and other crimes reached unprecedented levels. A statement from Noboa's office announcing the move argued that the old guidelines, quote, encouraged micro-trafficking and characterized them as, quote, a harmful element for Ecuadorian society. The parameters were established in 2013 by the leftist government of President Rafael Correa. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.